In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we commemorate the holy myrrh-bearers, those faithful women that went to the tomb of Christ after His burial. They went with broken hearts. We need to be real clear about that. The Master of the universe, whom they loved with great love, had died. And to say that they were struggling with their grief would be probably the understatement of all time. But they really, I'm sure, if we try to put ourselves in their place, which is impossible to do completely, of course, but I'm sure they just felt helpless. And probably didn't really know a whole lot about what they should do after our Lord had died. They were just wrestling with their grief. It was a great struggle for the holy myrrh-bearers. But what they did know, the one thing they had to hang on to, the one thing that could not be taken away from them, was their love for Christ. Their love for Christ. They loved Him. And this love was genuine, authentic, and pure. They didn't fully understand even who He was. I mean, they couldn't when Mary Magdalene, you know, when she went to that tomb, she had no idea that the resurrection was going to take place. She didn't go there to witness the resurrection, but that's exactly what happened. And I love the way St. Gregory Palamas describes it. He says that Mary Magdalene, who was struggling greatly at the tomb with her grief, struggling greatly, weeping inconsolably, she became, and this is wonderful, she became, according to St. Gregory Palamas, the apostle to the apostles. In announcing the resurrection, she was the first witness of the resurrection. She didn't have some grand plan and some grand scheme in mind when she went. She just went because she loved our Lord. And that's all she knew to do. As a sidebar in this homily, this is instructive to us as to why the church does not allow cremation. The Orthodox Church does not allow cremation. It is absolutely forbidden. The body of our Lord was handled with love. There was this implicit acknowledgement of this unity of body, soul, and spirit. As tragic as the fact of the separation of the soul from the body is, nevertheless, that body was and is the temple of the living God. As a matter of fact, it is of that body which we partake when we come to communion in this great, great mystery. As His Grace Bishop Basil once said, our Lord took dirt into heaven. It is that once for all perfect sacrifice now. And that is what we partake of when we partake of communion, of the body and blood of Christ. We don't know how that happens. It's not for us to know. But it is for us to love and to give ourselves to it. He takes it from there. Mary Magdalene never dreamed that she would witness what she saw. But because of her faithfulness, she didn't have much faith, if any, about the resurrection anyway. But she acted on what little faith she had. And I'm just going to say, that just strictly as one man's opinion, I think that's a great operational definition of faithfulness. Operating on what faith you have. Not sitting around moaning and groaning about the faith you don't have, but operating, acting on what God, what faith God has given to you. But this is the center of our faith, the resurrection of Christ. And we see such a great lesson here. To stir up our love for our Lord, let me remind you once again to count your blessings. Count your blessings. Each and every day, God showers you with blessings, and me. It's so easy to see the glass half empty instead of seeing it half full. It is so easy to overlook the blessings that He brings to us. But when we acknowledge those things, it stirs up within us a love for Him. Much about Him we don't understand either. There are even events in our lives that no doubt initially we question and wonder, how in the world could God let these things happen? He knows what He is doing. It is up to us to trust that and to struggle with it, to wrestle with it, just like Mary Magdalene did. He is always there. He was there with her. He never left her. And He knew that she loved Him. And that one fact makes up for so much that is lacking. So let us rekindle in our hearts, brothers and sisters, our love for God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, so that when we meet Him in that great day, that dread day of judgment, we will not be strangers to Him, but we will be His friends. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.